Okay, so, get this. What if I told you scientists are working on an umbrella that can tell how you're feeling?
Sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, right?
Well, yeah, like, oh no, my umbrella says it's going to rain emotions today. But seriously, researchers at Keio University in Japan are developing an umbrella handle with sensors that can actually pick up on your emotions in real time.
It's called the Effective Umbrella.
Catchy. I mean, we're always talking about wearable tech and emotion AI, but an umbrella, that's a new one.
It's a pretty fascinating departure from the usual suspects like smartwatches and fitness trackers.
So how does it even work? Does it, like, scan your brain for storm clouds?
Not quite brain scanning, but they've embedded sensors in the handle that measure things like your heart rate.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
And also something called electrodermal activity.
Electro what now?
Electrodermal activity, or EDA.
Yeah.
It's basically a fancy way of saying how your skin conducts electricity, which actually changes based on your emotions.
So if you get a jolt of excitement, your umbrella knows.
In a sense, yes. Those subtle changes in your skin's electrical activity can reveal a lot about what you're feeling.
So it's not reading your thoughts, it's reading your skin.
Exactly. It's tapping into those physiological responses that we often don't even realize we're having.
Okay, I'm kind of starting to see the appeal. But why an umbrella? Why not just stick with a smartwatch, something people are already used to wearing?
That's the really ingenious part. People are much more conscious of wearing a device, especially on their wrist. They might fidget with it, adjust it, even change their behavior because they know they're being monitored.
Right. Like, when you're wearing a heart rate monitor and you start thinking about your heart rate, and then it's like, is it going up because I'm thinking about it, or am I actually...
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
But an umbrella, it kind of blends into the background.
You're not thinking about the fact that your umbrella is collecting data about you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It allows for a more natural, unfiltered emotional response.
Yeah.
And on top of that, when do you usually use an umbrella?
When it rains.
Right, when the weather's not so great. And that opens up a whole other area of study, because now researchers can start to explore how our emotions are affected by the weather.
Oh, that's interesting. Rainy days got you down.
Maybe there's more to it than we realize. And the Effective Umbrella could be the key to unlocking those connections.
So how did they test this thing out?
They actually had participants listen to different audio cues while holding the Effective Umbrella in one hand and wearing a standard wristband sensor on the other.
A little control group action going on?
Exactly. That way they could compare the data from the umbrella to a more traditional wearable.
Clever. So what kind of sounds were they playing? Anything good?
They used a range of sounds. Some were everyday noises like rain.
Calming.
Others were designed to be a bit more jarring, like, say, jump scares.
Okay. Yeah, those would definitely elicit a reaction.
The goal was to see how people reacted emotionally to both expected and unexpected stimuli, and whether the umbrella could accurately pick up on those subtle shifts in emotion.
And could it?
Well, that's where things get really interesting, and we'll tell you all about it right after this quick break.
All right, so before the break, we were talking about this amazing umbrella that can tell if you're about to have a meltdown. Where were we?
We left off with those researchers testing the Effective Umbrella with those audio cues, rain sounds, jump scares, that kind of thing.
Right, right. And they were comparing it to a regular old wristband sensor to see which one's better at reading emotions. So what did they find? Spill the tea?
Well, the results were pretty amazing. The Effective Umbrella was actually remarkably accurate at picking up on those emotional responses, even outperforming the wristband in certain cases.
Wait, hold up. The umbrella was better than a device designed to track your vitals.
In some instances, yes. Especially when it came to those more jarring sounds, like those jump scares we talked about.
No way! Why? How is that even possible? Is it the surprise factor?
They think it might have something to do with grip. You know, when you're startled, you tend to grasp things a little tighter.
Yeah, like when you think you see a spider and you squeeze your coffee cup, like it's going to save you.
Exactly. And even if it's unconscious, that change in grip strength, it translates to a stronger signal for the sensors in the umbrella handle to pick up.
That's wild. So it's not just about measuring heart rate. It's about how we physically interact with the object. It's like our reflexes are betraying our true feelings.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that makes this research so compelling. It's uncovering these really subtle, often subconscious connections between our physical actions and our internal states. It's like the Effective Umbrella is eavesdropping on a conversation between our bodies and minds that we didn't even know we were having. But of course, with any new tech, especially one that deals with emotions, there are ethical questions to consider.
Yeah, for sure. Like, who gets to see this data? What if my umbrella tells everyone I'm having a bad day?
And those are precisely the kinds of concerns the researchers addressed in their paper. data privacy is a big one, obviously. We're talking about an object collecting your unfiltered emotional responses. It's basically like handing someone a diary of your feelings, but written in, you know, biometrics.
That's a scary thought. So they're aware of the potential consequences. They're not just throwing this tech out there without any safeguards.
Absolutely. They dedicated a significant portion of their paper to discussing these very concerns.
Good. So what are some of the specific ethical dilemmas they bring up?
Well, aside from data privacy, there's the question of how this data might be used or misused down the line. Even if the intentions are good right now, things change. What happens if this information falls into the wrong hands?
Right, like if advertisers get a hold of it, instead of just knowing what we click on, they'll know exactly how we feel about every single thing we do online.
Exactly. And that opens the door for some pretty powerful and potentially manipulative applications. Imagine being bombarded with personalized ads that cater to your every fleeting emotion.
It's both incredibly sophisticated and incredibly creepy at the same time.
It is. And it's not just advertising, right? Think about things like job interviews or even criminal investigations. Could this tech be used to screen candidates based on their emotional responses, even if they're completely unaware of it?
That's getting into some seriously murky territory, like something out of a dystopian novel where your feelings are constantly monitored and used against you.
It's a slippery slope, and it emphasizes the importance of having these conversations about regulation now, before this technology becomes so advanced that we can't rein it back in.
It almost feels like a lot is riding on the shoulders of the people developing this tech.
To some extent, yes, but it's not solely their responsibility. It's on all of us to be informed and to engage in these discussions, advocating for ethical guidelines that put human well-being first.
So it's not enough to just invent something cool. You have to consider the impact it'll have on society as a whole.
Precisely. And that demands a full consideration of both the benefits and the risks.
Okay, so we've covered privacy and potential misuse. What other ethical dimensions should we be thinking about?
The researchers also touched on the issue of equal access. Like with any new tech, there's always a danger of it widening the gap between those who have access and those who don't.
So you're saying that this technology, with all its potential for improving our lives, could end up creating even more inequality.
That's the risk. Imagine a future where only the wealthy can afford devices that track and potentially influence their emotions. Or where cities are designed with emotional intelligence in mind, but only in certain more affluent neighborhoods.
That's a scary thought, kind of like a sci-fi movie where the privileged few have access to technology that gives them an unfair advantage. And not just material wealth, but emotional well-being as well.
It's a dystopian scenario that we need to actively work to prevent.
So how do we do that? How do we ensure that this technology is used ethically and for the benefit of all, not just a select few?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. And honestly, it's going to require a multifaceted approach involving researchers, developers, policymakers, and the public. Everyone has a role to play in shaping the future of this technology.
It's kind of mind-blowing, right? This seemingly simple object, an umbrella, could be the start of something much bigger. Like, we're on the verge of a world where our emotions are another data point, another thing to be tracked and analyzed.
We are. And it's both exciting and a little, well, unnerving. This effective umbrella, it's like a preview of a future where everyday objects can sense how we feel. The question is, what do we do with that knowledge?
Right. It's like, how do we make sure this tech is used responsibly for good, not for, you know, manipulating us or making the world even more unfair?
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting and complex.
Yeah.
There are no easy answers, but there are things we can all do.
Okay. I'm all ears. What's the first step? What can we do as, like, everyday people navigating this new world?
Honestly, just being aware is huge. Pay attention to how technology, even seemingly harmless stuff, might be influencing your emotions already.
You mean like how that shopping app seems to know exactly when I'm feeling down and need a little retail therapy?
Exactly. Or how those social media algorithms seem to know just what to show you to make you feel envious or insecure, keeping you glued to your screen.
It's like they're playing on our emotions to keep us hooked.
Right. So developing a healthy dose of skepticism, questioning those algorithms, that's a good place to start.
Don't believe everything you see on your screen.
Exactly. And be mindful of how your own emotions might be driving your actions online and off.
So awareness is key. But then what? What else can we do?
Education. We need to be talking about this stuff more openly and honestly, not just in universities and tech conferences, but in our homes, schools, with our friends and families.
Yeah, like a good old-fashioned kitchen table conversation about the ethics of emotional AI.
Exactly. We need to demystify this technology, make it less abstract, and more about the real-world impact it could have on all of us.
Because ultimately, it's not just about the technology itself. It's about the values we embed in it and how we choose to integrate it into our lives.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
It's about shaping a future where tech serves humanity, not the other way around.
Well said. That feels like a perfect note to wrap things up on. We've explored the amazing potential of the effect of Umbrella and delved into the ethical considerations of a world increasingly shaped by emotional AI. Big thanks to our expert for breaking it all down for us.
It's been a pleasure.
And to all of you listening, thank you for joining us on the Deep Dive. Keep those questions coming, keep those conversations going, and we'll catch you next time for another deep dive into the world of emerging tech and its impact on our lives.